فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome again in this sixth episode, which we are going to continue talking about the opinion of the ulama regarding al-lahn al-jali, the obvious mistake while reciting the Quran, and the hidden mistake. And we have summarized that the hidden mistake, it is makruh, and that is concerning any reciting of the Quran without the complete rules of tajweed, such as ghunna, idgham, and ikhfa, and qalqala, and so on. But the ulama, of course, they have emphasized in this to be very important to stick into the rules of tajweed, so we can keep this Quran as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam transmitted this from Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to the Sahaba, and this is the way the Quran has reached us. And as the Quran has been revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam where to stop, where to do the pauses and the sakatat of the Quran. And even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he stopped at the ayat and the verses of the each surah in the Quran, but also he had special stopping that has been reported by the ulama. These stops and the waqf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is called waqf Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to stop in such places. There are 17 places in the Quran where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was advised by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasallam to stop. So Jibreel used to stop there and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stopped there, though it is in the middle of the ayah. And for the lahn al-jali, of course, when Imam al-Jazari said it is not desirable and haram and should not be, it means that the person should have the ability and should have the eagerness to learn and to acquire this ilm and iqra. So if we are in town, in a masjid, at the imam, or in our halaqa, or at home, we should read and recite the Quran to someone that is who has been authorized, or he has that skill of knowing the tajweed and the makharij and the sifat. Otherwise, Al-Quran Al-Kareem, it is very important for us to take care of the rules of the Quran. We do worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala daily, so we recite Surah Al-Fatiha at least 17 times a day, at least, without the Sunan and Nawafil. That's the Fara'id, the 17 Rak'at, 17 times Surah Al-Fatiha. So in Madhab al-Imam al-Shafi'i, Surah Al-Fatiha is one of the Fara'id, and what is a compulsory act of the Salat, either for the Imam or the Ma'moom. So because of its importance, we would like to say that, in a summary, that it's a very important to learn the tajweed, and if you can and you are able to do so, find a sheikh and try to recite the Quran, and try to accept if this sheikh is correcting you, try to accept his correction and put it in your mind. And the Quran and the skills of the Quran and the tajweed rules will not come in one day or one month. I have attended some of the shuyukh who are very, very old, at the age of 70, and we were students at that time reciting to the sheikhs, and these sheikhs, they sit in front of the sheikh with the same age, and they sit and recite the Quran. And when we asked, they have told us that this sheikh have been for the last 45 years keeping reciting Quran in front of another sheikh, which is to keep up always that Quran reading and recitation polished into as it has been revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Al-Jazari rahmatullahi alayhi, when he said وَالْأَخْذُ بِالتَّجْوِيدِ حَتْمٌ لَازِمُ, it is compulsory for every Muslim to learn the rules of Tajweed and how to recite the Quran, he has explored all the evidences and the quotations from the Quran and through the ijma' of the Ummah and through the reports of the Ahadith, that the summary that he has said, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Quran says وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, and the Quran, Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Muzzammil, and recite the Quran with a tartil. So when you read the Holy Quran, try to do the rules of Tajweed from Mad and Ahkam and Ikhfa and Qalqala and Makharij and Sifat and so on, as it has been reported by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud reports that he was teaching a man, and he read the man read the ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, as it is, without any rules of Tajweed. Then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, this is not the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me how to recite this ayah. And the man said, how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught you, Ya Aba Abdurrahman? Then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who is his kunya, Abu Abdurrahman, said, the way that he taught me, he said, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. And he made the mad lilfuqara with the mad, and at the end he said famaddaha. So this is one of the dalils and one of the ijma' of the ummah, that until today that all the ulama have reported, and the qurra reported the Quran without adding anything and without decreasing anything, as it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So this is the wajib that Imam Al-Jazari was talking about. Now, because we are worshipping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with this Qur'an daily, the intention is a very important in reciting Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem, because when we recite the Qur'an, we do not recite the Qur'an to please the people or to show off or to make a presentations for the human being, but we want to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So when we would like to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we will make it as perfect as possible, because we want Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to listen to us, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is listening to us while we are reciting in as-salah. So the person, when you enter the salah and you start reading al-fatiha, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the hadith Qudusi Hamidani Abdi, and then when you say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says Athna Alayya Abdi, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in English, meaning more or less, my servant has praised me, and then he replies again, my servant has glorified me. The virtues of this ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, the best amongst you is he who or she learns the Qur'an and teaches it to others. And the other virtue that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَتَغَنَّ بِالْقُرْآنِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, whosoever does not recite the Qur'an with the melody or with the tajweed, he is not or she is not amongst us. Another ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned by reciting this Qur'an, that a person who recites the Qur'an beautifully with the tajweed and with the muhafaza of ada, he would be in a high ranking in Jannah as as-safara, al-kiram, al-barara, the kind, generous angels, al-malaika. And a person who recites the Qur'an trying his best or trying very hard, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that person, because his intention is sincere and he's trying and he's making mistakes and he's correcting, he's accepting the correction, then this person will get two ajr and two rewards. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنِ وهو ماهر به مع السفرة الكرام البررة، والذي يقرأ القرآن ويتتعتع فيه وهو عليه شاق له أجران. If he has that difficulty to pronounce the letters of Arabic language, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him two rewards. Inshallah, the next time we will elaborate more about these rules of Tajweed. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Please subscribe to the feed. And if you have any question, inshallah, or comment, please comment it into the site or the blog site. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
هنيئاً مريئاً والداك عليهما ملابس أنوار من التاج والحلاء